Okay, welcome back to Bible class, everybody.
好，欢迎大家回到我们的圣经课。
Today we'll be continuing on in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11.
我们要继续的，创世纪六章十一节。
It might take the whole, we have like three sessions normally before we finish this, but in the middle of this, we're going to be talking about the divine decree.
这一堂课大概会分成三阶段，那中间我们会找一个时间来讨论一下，神圣的旨意。
The coffee machine was going because we're preparing for 2.5 hours of classes.
我们的咖啡机刚好在响，因为我们要为两个半小时的课程做准备。
Okay. Anyway, so we'll get started just by naming our sins to God the Father.
好，我们先从向天父认罪开始今天的课程。
Father in heaven, we give thanks to you for this time that you've given to us now.
感谢天父给我们这个研读你的话语的时间。
We give thanks for the Holy Spirit who will teach us the things as we focus on the message.
而且感谢圣灵能够让我们专注于你要教导我们的所有的讯息。
And we pray that through learning these things under the power of your word and the Holy Spirit that we can glorify you.
那我们在学习是因着你以及圣灵能够让我们能够荣耀你。
And so we give thanks in Christ's name.
我们的感谢是因着主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so the first word we had was and. That's a vav consecutive in the Hebrew, continuing from the previous events. Remember last Tuesday we mentioned how when you have the vav, it actually takes you back to whatever was being talked about. It continues the flow of events.
好，这个介系词呢是，也就是有很多种用法。上次有提到过哈，那基本上它是要连接跟前面发生的事情。
And then we had the word the earth. The Hebrew word is haaretz, but it actually refers to the living creatures upon the earth in this context.
而这边讲到的这个地球，它其实讲的是世界，尤其是涵盖着所有生活在这个世界上面的人。
It's like you might say, with this global warming thing, the whole world is scared about these things. It's not the world is scared, it's the people on the world.
就像我们假说，哇，这个整个全球的暖化，让整个世界都非常的害怕。那这个世界当然指的不只是那个地球，不应该是那个地球本身，而是那个在地球上面活着的人们。
Or we say the whole world is affected by the coronavirus. Well, actually, you know, the earth and the natural elements aren't really affected. It's the people, of course.
那当我们讲说这个世界整个都被这个新冠病毒给感染了，那我们当然谈的也是这个世界上的人被新冠病毒所影响了。
Okay, and we know it has to be referring to the living creatures, not the animals. We're specifically talking about humans and the Nephilim, because these are the ones with the souls. They had corrupted itself.Through bad decisions, first by the humans, allowing the woman were getting married to the angels and having sex with the angels and having children. That's very bad decisions. And the Nephilim as well, all rejecting God's plan.
这边讲说呢，这个整个世界呢都腐败了，腐化了。那其实他讲的当然是在这个世界上面所有的活着的生物。那这个生物当然并不是指其他的动物啊，而是指的是人类以及那些半人半堕落天使的拿佛灵，那这些人呢，他们因为全部下了很多错误的决定，使他们的就他们思维上面哦，下了太多的错误的决定，比如说人的女儿们愿意嫁给拿佛灵，或者是嫁给堕落天使，那或者是呢，女儿的父母亲决定这个女儿可以嫁给那些堕落天使，或者是拿佛灵，那这些都是错误的决定，以至于他们的思维其实是败坏了。
And actually, when you do get corrupted, which means your soul is not functioning properly and you're not working on truth, this can only come through your own bad decisions. You know, nobody else can corrupt your soul. They can, of course, have a huge influence on your soul.
而当我们谈到说我们的思维或者我们的魂它败坏了，因为这种败坏呢，其实是没有人可以帮别人败坏他的魂的，所以全部都是因为我们自己下了错误的决定，坏的决定。
I had a really good example just on the subway, on the train coming over here today.
Tim 要举一个例子，是他今天坐地铁来到这个办公室的时候。
And at the second stop that I passed by, there was an old woman, she must have been the grandma, and her grandson got on the train.
在他上车后的第二站呢，有一个老祖母跟着他的孙子一起上车。
And as they got on, they sat in these like reserved seats for the old people and for the people that might have disabilities or for the young children.
然后他们呢上车之后呢，他们就坐在这个博爱座，就是专门给老年人以及这些残障的人特别保留的位置。
And I saw them come on, and as they were coming on, you know, the little kid, he's not looking where he's going, but the grandmother sort of dragging him. He must have been about 6 or 7 years old. And he was just playing this game. His eyes were fixed on the game. So if the grandmother hadn't been leading him, you know, he would have, I don't know, walked into the side of the train or something. But he was relying on his grandmother to pass him by. His grandmother was showing him the way, and that meant he could just keep playing his game.
而他们两个上车的过程呢，是看到就是说这个小孩大概6岁7岁左右，就手上拿着这个 iPad 一直在玩游戏，完全没有去管他走的路，完全是靠他的祖母呢拉着他的手，所以他祖母如果不拉着他，他说不定就掉到那个地铁道去了。
And then as they got on the train, she had to say sit and sort of guide him towards the seat.Because he wasn't looking, he was so focused on the game. So the grandma said, okay, you sit. And then she sort of had to almost like guide him into his seat.
然后呢，这个上了车之后呢，这个祖母呢就说，哎，看到那个博爱座就说，你坐。那基本上这个小孩连看都没看一眼，还在专注在他的手上的游戏，然后就坐下了。
And that's not the end of it, because it's a double seat, right, on the special reserve seat. And the kid sat down, but he sort of sat down in the middle of the space. So he should have been on either the left side or the right side. But because he wasn't looking, he just sort of sat down, and he was sitting right in the middle.
然后呢，因为这个小孩子根本没有在注意所有发生的事情，他呢，这个博爱座是两个位置，他居然就坐在两个位置的正中间，然后也没有移动他的屁股。
And so the grandma said, well, are you going to move over? Can I sit down too?
然后这个祖母就说，哎，你怎么不往旁边移啊？我也要坐耶。
And so without taking his eyes off the game, and he looked very frustrated, and now his grandmother's telling him what to do, and he sort of shuffled over like this. Yeah, his eyes were on the game the whole time. It's like he's not part of our world anymore. He's in his own little world.
结果呢，他就听他祖母讲之后呢，他连头也没抬，旁一看也没看，就自己这样慢慢慢慢移，然后脸上还觉得很不耐烦的。然后他基本上就是跟这个世界像是隔绝一样，所有的专注力、所有的感觉、所有的感知，全部都在他的游戏里。
I'm sure his parents have probably tried to warn him about the excessive use of mobile phones, and probably in the schools. So it's not like he doesn't know that the phone is bad for him.
我们相信他这个小孩的父母亲或许也都有管教他说不能够这样子无限制的使用这个 3C 的这个电玩，但是他很明显的也没有接受到管教。
So, you know, parents do need to be very strict about that kind of thing, and grandparents often feel helpless because they're older and the young children don't seem to want to listen to them.
而父母亲其实对这样子的管教应该要比较严格，要很严格执行，而且呢，他们的祖父母大概反而是没办法去管教的。
Now, the parents, if they're going to put the child into the care of the grandmother, for example, they should say, whatever you want to do, you do it. If you want to take the phone off him, you take it off him. If he needs to be spanked, you can spank him. Now, the parents need to give that authority to the grandparents.
而且他们的父母呢，应该要给他们的祖父母，因为祖父母在带着孙子出来的，父母应该给祖父母这样子的权力或权威，让祖父母可以把他的这个 iPad 拿走，或者是小孩子不听话就打他屁股，这样的权利应该要让祖父母也有。
But that kid, yeah, he is responsible for his decisions, and for every minute that he spends focused on that game and not focused on reality around him, his soul is being corrupted.
而这个孩子呢，他其实要对他的行为自己要负责。他如果呢只专注在这个游戏上，而对四周的世界完全无感。那他的灵魂，他的魂就已经是败坏了。
Now, I'm not saying that all games are totally bad for you. There's a time when people can play games, obviously, but this is to the extent that he has to be led onto the train and sitting down. He's ignoring what his grandmother is saying. He can't take his eyes off the phone. He has a big problem.
当然也有游戏是还不错的游戏，并不是所有的游戏都是坏的。但是当一个孩子他所有的专注力只在这个游戏上，与世界隔绝，对他祖母的所言所行完全不在意，那这样子这个孩子就已经出了大问题。
And it's not just one kid, you know, we're talking about like millions of kids, whether it's in Taiwan or China or any other country in the world, really. It's a big problem for the future.
其实这样子的问题不是一个小孩子的问题，是整个社会的问题，甚至从台湾到大陆或世界各地的孩子，他们都有这样的问题的话，那这整个世界就已经出大问题。
And part of the problem is, of course, the parents don't know how to deal with their children in a more strict way, but these children, they also have their free will.
当然这样子的问题出在于父母亲并不知道如何管教孩子，他们不知道用什么样严格的方式来帮助孩子更有他的规矩。那但是对孩子来讲，他也是有自由意志的，所以他也对他自己的行为要负责。
See, the problem is these children, and it can happen for older people as well. You know, every time you're focused on something that's not good for your soul, you are corrupting your soul and you're getting further away from God's plan.
其实不止孩子，对大人也是一样，任何一个人他如果呢不能够控制他自己，无法选择正确的事情，那他对他的魂就是有败坏的状态。
Okay, so this word corrupt, we had the word shakhat in the Hebrew as we see here, to corrupting itself. See, the nifil, I've got listed up here, nifil means it's happening upon themselves in a passive way.
而这个所谓败坏，他自己败坏，这边的第四行，他是说这个世界是他自己败坏他自己了，所以他其实是有一个败，他用了一种好像这应该算主动还被动呢。
Yeah, so you can say was being corrupted, that's how we translate it, or corrupting themselves.
所以他这个败坏自己其实就是被自己败坏，所以不管是用主动被动式都是 OK 的。
Okay, and the other thing that's interesting about this verb, the verb form in the Hebrew is it's imperfect, which really means kept on doing it. The action is not complete because it's still happening.
哦，这个地方哈用的这个希伯来文呢，它其实用的是一个进行式，就是说它还一直在发生中。
Okay, so the world, or the people of the world, if I say people, and people can be broader, meaning the Nephilim as well, they had corrupted themselves, they were corrupting themselves, and they still are corrupting themselves.
所以这个地方所讲的就是这些是地球上的这些人类或者是那些拿佛灵呢，他们呢把他们自己的魂给败坏了，而且是持续中在发生，一直在败坏中。
Now, the next term we have before God, and actually literally the Hebrew is before the face of God, I would say.
所以这边后面再来第五行说在神之前，其实它就是代表说在神的面前。
Okay. Now, what I want to do at this point, when we see before God, this means that God is seeing these things. It's happening before him, so he has a very clear view of what's going on.The world had corrupted itself before God. It means he's watching these things. He knows what's happening.
所以这个说在这个神的面前，这些人，这些拿佛灵都在败坏他们自己哦。所以意思就是什么呢？神他是一直在观看这个状态的。
Okay, so at this point, what I want to do is take a step out of, you know, step back from Genesis 6:11 and do a quick study. I say quick, it probably should take, you know, maybe half an hour or something, but it could take 3 weeks, about the divine decree.
那我们在这个地方呢，就要回过来哈，读一下，就来了解一下神的旨意，他神圣的旨意。
Okay, now this is the, it's almost like an official definition, I guess, which the Colonel developed, and then other pastors have maybe changed a word here or a word there or something, but really this is a very good explanation of what the divine decree is.
好，在这边呢，我们要将会看到的是这个上校牧师呢，他的解释就是神的旨意。那当然有一些牧师他们用这个之后又稍作了一些修改，但是在这里所看到的是一个非常清楚非常好的一个解释。
Now we're still developing the Chinese translation a bit, so it might not follow exactly in the English, but eventually hopefully we can bring out something in the Chinese which follows the English very well.
好，我们现在还在逐渐的把这个中文翻译要翻得更好一点，那我们希望将来会更棒。
Now, just to begin with, the word decree, often if you look in a dictionary, it talks about a plan, and always it's coming from a higher authority. A higher authority is usually making a law or some kind of a regulation, something like that, to say what the people must do.
好，其实呢，这个 decree 哈，这个字呢，它其实在大家如果查字典或者从这个 Google 翻译里面会看到它的意思很多，但是基本上它都是来自上对下的一个命令。那这个命令呢，其实还不见得是叫做法令，因为法令它是只被文字化的。那这边可能要翻译成指令或旨意。神的指令或旨意可能是更好的。
But in the case of the divine decree, it takes on a different perspective because really it's talking about God's overall plan and what's happening through history.
所以在这边呢 说神的指令或神的旨意呢，它其实是更大更细腻的，就有更细腻的像是整个神对我们的一个计划。
Okay, now the word divine, and we see the word divine a lot, and people can use it in many different ways, but really it takes on the meaning of something that belongs to God. That's really what divine means. It's of God, from God, belongs to God, something like that. That's what the word divine really means.
好，那这个 divine 这个字呢，它的意思就是说是属神的，好，或者是神圣的，就是它基本上是根据神的，或是属于神的，或是神他的，就是神的这个概念。
One of my earliest memories of this word when I was a kid, I think it was my mother or my grandmother eating a cake. And as they were eating, I said, oh, this is divine. Which, if something is divine, it's like it's come down from heaven. It's been made by God. This cake is so good.
那对 Tim 来讲呢 ,divine 这个字哦，他从小一开始对这个字的印象是他的妈妈做了蛋糕，然后在吃那个非常好吃的蛋糕的时候，妈妈就说 ,oh, it's divine. 就说啊，这是神的。就基本上是好吃到来自天上神的国度来的一样。
If you look in the dictionary as an adjective, it might say something that is of supreme quality or very good quality.
所以如果你把它用在一个当作是一个形容词的话，它基本上就是说哦，是最高级的、最美好的状态，也会用到，有些人也会把它讲成哇，真是神来的。
That's right, yes. We can say heavenly, something is heavenly, even the cake is heavenly. But keeping things in proper perspective, meaning if it's really from God, it's perfect. Anything from God is perfect. So when we use the word divine decree, what this also tells us, it's not just from God, but it's perfect. This plan or this decree is perfect.
而来自神的或来自天堂的，它的很大的一个特色就是它是完美的。所以当我们讲说是神的旨意或神的指令，那基本上也就代表了这个计划是完美的。
Okay, so we'll just read through this and then I'll add to this, maybe we'll just read through it one time and then come back and look at the different aspects of this.
嗯哼，我们先把这一段话读完，再来慢慢解释。
And there's a lot of different sort of adjectives and even nouns and things in here, but we'll go through it. So the divine decree is God's holy, eternal, wise and sovereign purpose.
所以神的指令呢是神圣永恒满有智慧带有主权的旨意。
Okay, so the noun there, in English about the purpose or 主意 I guess, is the, that's the noun, and all of these other things before it are explaining, using adjectives to explain sort of what this purpose is like.
好，所以呢在前面这个旨意，这个这一第一句，我们如果看中文的这个第一行哈的最后这个旨意前面的所有的字全部都是形容词。
And then we have the verb here, comprehending, which means understanding or being able to see very clearly all things. All things means all the actions, everything that's going on. He's seeing all things simultaneously. So we'll just say that. So in this plan, God is understanding all things at the same time. Everything that happened, he understands at the same time.
Who understands at the
God.
Same time?
God. So this is talking about God. But actually, we're talking about the decree. But see, God in his mind, he has this decree.
Right.
Okay, and the decree itself, which is in God's mind, is God's understanding of all things, can we say?
而在这边呢，有提到就是说呢，在同一个时间 好，所有的事情都被包含，过去现在将来都被涵盖一起了，不管是事物的起因状态或者是关联性，好，它都同时被神所知所想。
And just to make sure that the reader understands the word simultaneously properly, we put in past, present and future. Now we look at terms of what's happening right now, but God doesn't look in terms of now, he looks in terms of seeing everything.Whether it was a billion years ago or today or a billion years in the future.
在这边要对这个所谓同时发生这个同时地齁，应该说它是一个副词齁。就说这个概念是什么呢，就是我们常常都只知道当下齁，也看到当下，但是对神而言呢，它是过去现在跟未来以及所有周边所有的事情关联的事情全部它都是同一刻就知晓的。
Okay, and this is all coming from his omniscience as well. See, omniscience means he can see all things.
这就是所谓神他的特质，全知的特质。
How does he comprehend, or exactly what does he comprehend about these circumstances? Yeah, God is looking at the events. Like we would see the events that a person is walking down the street, for example. And we can observe that. But God also understands at the same time the cause.Of why the person is walking down the street, the conditions surrounding him, the relations to what that event will have on other things, and successions.
而当我们在看一个事件的时候，我们只是看到哦，有一个人走过马路，在过马路。可是对神来讲呢，他看一个事件，他是完全知道这个事件的起因，然后现状，以及这件事情将会对其他人的影响。
See, we could be sitting on a park bench, for example, and watching people walk by, and then a person walks by, and all you see is the person walking by. And you could say to yourself, well, where does that person come from? And where are they going? And why are they going there? And, you know, who are this person's parents and grandparents? We don't normally get that curious about a person, but God knows all of those things.
就是当我们看到一个有趣的人他在过马路的时候，我们只可能会心中出现很多个疑问，就是诶，这人是谁啊，他从哪里来，要去哪里，他的家人是谁啊，他爸妈是谁啊，就是如果有这么多的一些问题都是我们，因为我们不知道，但是神他全部都知道。
Yeah, and see, you know, within 10 or 15 seconds that person has walked past us, he's out of our periphery, and we don't know anything about him. You might be able to remember what, you know, color clothes he was wearing and how tall he was, but that's about all you know about him.
如果这个人在我们面前走过马路是10秒钟或15秒钟的事情，他走过之后，你对他的记忆只剩下他可能有多高，什么样的身材，以及他穿了什么颜色衣服之外，可能你其他都忘光了。
But again, just to emphasize, you know, God knows all the details about that person, his thinking, and all of the ideas, and where those ideas came from, for example.
而但是呢，神他却非常的了解所有的事情的始末及原因跟细节，那他也知道这个人将来的去处。
And what he's done, like knowing all of the information about things that happen, and this includes the potential.As well. See, God also, he doesn't just know exactly what's going to happen, but he knows the potential events of what could happen. And if something has changed here, then how does that affect history? God knows all of those details.
而且呢，神还知道这些事情将会有什么样的可能性，就未来的可能性。
And remember, for every person in human history, God always determines the best outcome for that person.These people have their free will, but God is doing the best he can for every single person that has lived on the earth.
Determine what?
Okay, so through our free will, we're going to make decisions.
Right.
But God is doing all that he can, but still allowing us to use our free will to give the best that he can for us.
好，在这边有一个很重要的概念，就是说呢，我们人是有自由意志的，我们为每一天我们的行为下很多的决定，但是呢，神呢，他针对我们每一个人，他其实都用他最大的可能性来为我们决定呢，怎么样可以让这个人更好最好，即使是有70亿的人在这个世上，他都尽可能的去为我们做计划。
And especially regarding salvation, see, we read two or three times clearly in the New Testament, it's God's will for no one to perish, for no one to go to the lake of fire. It is God's will for everybody to be saved.
而且呢，神最重要的一个意志就是他要让我们所有的人都得到救恩，尽可能的要让每一个人都不必去到火湖里。
We see this, for example, in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 3 and 4.
提摩太书二章三到十四节里面提到
And it just says, yeah, God wishes for none to perish, but for all to be saved and come to a knowledge of Jesus Christ.
在提到说所有的人都将会能够 因着耶稣基督而得救，而没有人要被惩罚送入火湖。
Now, obviously, the first priority, if you can call it like this, the first priority for God is to make sure that the unbelievers get exposure to the gospel message and that they are in a position where they can make a decision to believe in Jesus Christ.
所以对神来讲，他所有的事情的第一优先就是所有的人都有机会听到福音，而有机会去相信耶稣基督。
And also, remember, you know, his main priority was ensuring that Jesus Christ was born into human history so that he could go to the cross. The cross had to take place, of course. So God did everything to make sure that could happen.
而在整个旧约时代，你也可以看到呢，神的第一优先是要让耶稣基督能够在以人的身份出生在这个地球上，而且呢，有机会，最终可以上十字架为我们承担所有的罪。
And that's actually the background for the passage we're studying in Genesis chapter 6.
而这就是神上十字架的前面的这个历史呢，也就是我们现在在读的创世纪的第六章。
Okay, now we're running out of time. We'll stop for a 10 minute break and then we'll come back.
我们休息十分钟回来。